One of the most popular representation models for guidelines is GLIF, developed by Dr. Bob Greens and colleagues. GLIF uses XML and is based on an object-oriented model. GLIF serves only as a model today. Further development has been discontinued. After attempts to promote GLIF as a guideline executable standard because of failure to get agreement among several models, the HL7 workgroup decided to focus on GL modeling elements such as the expression language GLO, the data model, origin of VMR project, and possibly a workflow description formalism, which never generated a project, that all GL models could use rather than the GL model itself. There was also a lot of time spent on narrative GL markup languages like GIM, but none of these were expected to lead to GL execution models. Also, many of DSS WG came to recognize that it would be very rare indeed that a GL execution model would ever be used in practice except for strict clinical protocol situations, but rather that a GL would be executed in terms of components like single-step rules, order sets, etc., i.e., it would be decomposed rather than run as is. Because of these factors, interest in the executable GL model waned. I don't frankly see it picking up again.